There was a man from the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform these signs you do unless God were with him." My favorite song is called "I Can Depend on God." In it, the artist says that he remembers the day and the hour when God placed his Holy Spirit in him. He says that he was in a place where he was lost and didn't quite know which way to go. He was sick spiritually, and no matter what he tried to do under his own power, he could not get well. But it was through the rebirth and the filling of the Holy Spirit that he was healed. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. When the Spirit of God touches our lives, things are forever changed and we never look at them the same way we used to. Nicodemus was a Jewish rabbi and a member of the Sanhedrin tribe, and he was one of the richest men in Jerusalem. He was a master of Israel and he held one of the highest official positions that one could hold. He was a wise man that knew many things. He was smart, intelligent, and well-read. He knew the answers to a lot of things, but there was one thing that he could not answer, and that it had him and those within his organization puzzled. When Nicodemus approached Jesus in the night, it wasn't because of shame, but it was more the fear of persecution. Throughout the centuries, there were those who were not ashamed of Jesus Christ and did certain things in a way out of fear of persecution. They knew that there would be many out there who would make fun of them and talk about them in a harsh manner, or even try to put them to death because of their beliefs. When Nicodemus went to Jesus by night, he did so because of the backlash that he would get from the other leaders who opposed Jesus Christ. When he went unto Jesus, he not only went for himself, but on behalf of the leaders. His question to Jesus was, "Rabbi, we know the one thing that they all agreed upon, that Jesus Christ was sent by God." And when he acknowledged Jesus, he acknowledged him as a teacher from God, because only God could do such things. Nicodemus took the first step by coming to Jesus. Being born again means that we must take that step. We must understand that we are hopelessly lost and in need of a Savior. Coming to Jesus admit that we want to know him. And Nicodemus wanted to know him. To be born again is a necessity, it's imperative. And Jesus made a strong point with his response, "Except a man be born again." To be born again means to be transformed, and to be transformed, it only comes down from heaven, from God. Nicodemus misunderstood what Jesus was saying, because in his mind, his human mind, he looked at this as being a physical thing and not spiritual. This is the same mistake that many people across the world make today. They misunderstand the meaning of Jesus Christ and think that by living a good life and doing what's good gets them a ticket to heaven. But no, it's much more than that. It's a new birth of a total transformation of the mind. It's dying of the old self and then being made into a new creature in Christ. So to enter into the kingdom of God, it is imperative that a person be born again. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The new birth in which Jesus was referring is a true experience, one that touches the heart. Nicodemus was puzzled by the words as he did not know what Jesus meant. He understood it to mean that a man must be born a second time from the womb. But Jesus gave him 5 things to think on. He gave him the source of. It was being born of water and of the Spirit. The Old Testament saints were saved and born again without water baptism. They all had the Holy Spirit and the many gifts without water. He gave him the importance of, to gain the entrance into the kingdom of God. He gave him the nature of. It is spiritual and not physical or material. He re-emphasized the necessity of it, that you must be. And then he gave him an illustration by using the wind. The Spirit of God works like the wind. The spiritual birth is essential to salvation, and it's the only way to inherit the promises of God. Jesus mentions that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one could enter into the presence of the Father without going through him. As a natural man hears the wind blowing, the spiritual man, the one who's born again, hears the voice of the Spirit. Now, Jesus expected Nicodemus to know the scriptures enough to be saved, but he was like millions today who miss out on salvation simply because they do not know what the birth is. Jesus Christ came down from heaven in order for us to rise up with him. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again, caused us to be born again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. One love, 5 minutes.